Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on Kaya959.co.za. Kaya Biz with Google at 4P.
On Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
21 minutes after 6 o'clock, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Share your questions with us, 063-688-0959. The question is, does exclusive rights matter when it comes to the sustainability of sports broadcasting in South Africa? Why do we ask this question? Essentially because of the ongoing battle that's been taking place between media houses like eMedia, who recently filed papers to the Competition Commission and the Competition Tribunal over MultiChoice's refusal to allow the broadcasting of games such as rugby and cricket games sub-licensed to the SABC to be carried on the public broadcaster's channels that were specifically on OpenView. Let's talk about this now and get some answers with the head of Gibbs Media Leadership Think Tank, Michael Makrovitz. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Michael, and thank you so much for your time.
Hello.
Michael, you're live on Kaya Biz. Good evening and welcome, sir. Michael, you're live on Kaya Biz. Welcome to the show. I'll tell you what, we'll sort out some of the audio issues there, but we will be speaking to Michael Makrovitz, who is the head of the Gibbs Media Leadership Think Tank, giving us some insight into how best it is that we should fully comprehend the debacle around sporting rights and how they are essentially unpacked to maintain the competition, sustainability, and the revenue streams of businesses within the media space. Well, from what we understand, Michael, we've got you unmuted. We are looking to engage in this conversation. Good evening and welcome to the show, Michael.
Thanks, Gugu. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Michael, I guess first things first, for us to fully comprehend the challenge that eMedia is taking up against SuperSport under MultiChoice, we do need to fully understand the importance of sports broadcasting rights and the license agreements thereof. Help us unpack how exclusivity adds to the competitiveness here and how these deals typically make a difference in the revenue streams of broadcasters.
Well, obviously, you know, sports is one of the most expensive cost lines in any television broadcaster, and it's no different for the SABC. And just to give your listeners a bit of background, before this case came to in the news yesterday, is SABC, and I must disclose I was on the SABC board for 5 years until 2022 when we were on the board. Mm-hmm. We lodged a complaint against MultiChoice and SuperSport for exactly the same behavior that was being complained about eMedia. And really what that meant is, in terms of sports rights, is what would happen is that SuperSport would acquire all the rights for all platforms, including free to air, mm-hmm. which it doesn't do. And then it would sub-license the rights to mainly SABC, because SABC has a mandate to show sports of national interest. So often it didn't have a choice but to sub-license the rights and had to accept some conditions in 2018, particularly in the PSL agreement, which said SABC was only allowed to deploy the rights on terrestrial platforms, in other words, not satellite. Uh-huh. Now, before SABC launched its SABC Sports Channel, it had to kind of accept that condition, but very reluctantly. Then what we had was during 2021, when there was a rugby tour, again, for the first time after that, SuperSport sought to restrict SABC's exploiting of those rugby rights and said you cannot show it on OpenView. They were quite specific that it couldn't be on another satellite platform. Mm-hmm. And we felt that that went too far, because obviously the behavior of the player that's dominant and has most of the market is obviously important. They can't behave like anyone and just say you can't have it. They've got to behave in a fair manner. And we lodged a complaint when we were at the SABC. And what's happened now is that complaint has been overtaken. Unfortunately, it's taken 2 years, yeah. But overtaken by eMedia, who went one step above to the Competition Tribunal and asked for an urgent relief while the complaint's being decided. So that was the big news yesterday, is that the Competition Tribunal granted eMedia this order and said the SABC, effectively what the order means is the SABC can ignore those restrictive practices, yes, for at least 6 months. And I think that's quite a significant ruling.
It is significant. I'm intrigued because naturally, as we know, SuperSport has typically responded to this to say there is nothing anti-competitive about their behavior. And they typically substantiate this by saying that they have capital that they've invested in order to acquire the exclusive rights. Help us unpack this dynamic, of course, where it does speak to how they have access to this license versus its other broadcasting peers in South Africa?
Well, it's a question of what they mean by exclusivity, Google, because they're a pay TV operator, as everyone knows. And certainly, we would think they would have a problem if we were, as SABC, and I still say we, excuse me, I've been off the board for nearly a couple of years, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the SABC, let me make that clear.
Sure.
I still make that mistake. But what I'm really saying is that, you know, if OpenView was a pay operation, then you could understand that exclusivity argument and say, no, you can't give those rights to a competitive pay operation. But this is a free-to-air satellite platform. It's free. Mm. So it's in our view, it's very similar to what the SABC is doing now. All of its programming is free. It's free-to-air. So whether it's on satellite or terrestrial, it shouldn't make a difference. And I think what's also very significant is when SABC launched its sports channel, the view was that free sport, if it's properly acquired and marketed, could be not a huge rival to Super Sport, but certainly the numbers that can be attracted by free sport should eclipse that can be attracted by pay TV sport. And therefore, maybe they saw it as a competitive force. But I simply don't understand the exclusivity argument, because by granting SABC rights, which they're paying for, they're happy to grant SABC the rights, but they're saying that you can't deploy them on another platform. So there's no exclusivity. They've got exclusivity for pay TV, but they're trying to acquire some exclusivity over part of the free-to-air market. And I don't think that's a justifiable argument.
If I'm understanding you correctly, does this mean that they're using the differential between terrestrial television versus satellite television as their competitive advantage here? And is that, I guess, in the current regulations that we see from ICASA?
No, it's not dealt with at all. When this complaint was made, and the SABC, you know, went to the trouble of getting senior counsel and an economist and did a proper study of the market. Because if you're going to do a complaint in terms of the Competition Act, you've got to actually have your ducks in a row. And you know, I obviously saw the complaint, and it was very, very comprehensive. And it, you know, has to analyze the different markets. But what we have to understand is there are two layers to these markets. The one market is a platform market, which is OpenView has a satellite platform, and then they have channels on that platform. SABC is obviously more of a channel player, because SABC channels can be found on multiple platforms. Mm-hmm. And therefore, there's competition issues at both levels. At the level of the channel, SABC Sport versus SuperSport, and at the level of the platforms, OpenView versus DStv. And I think, you know, those are the areas where it was alleged that there was anti-competitive, restrictive sub-licensing terms in these agreements. And, you know, and obviously the tribunal must have felt that there was some merit to that claim. Otherwise, they wouldn't have granted interim relief.
Very briefly, Michael, I'm so intrigued, because this really does seem to be quite an intricate debate around the platform, the stations, the channels, and exclusivity, as you mentioned, and almost every kind of theme or condition that can be explored is being brought up here. As you've mentioned, the Competition Tribunal and Commission have given us 6 months of reprieve, so essentially SuperSport can't use exclusivity rights as an excuse to no longer share the broadcast of these important sports events with other platforms, whether the SABC or competing satellite station like OpenView. But 6 months will come and 6 months will go. I'm keen to understand from your perspective if there are examples or some solutions that can be sought to ensure that the market does remain competitive and that the revenue or profit interests of media houses will still be maintained at this level.
I think it will totally still be maintained. I think that the fact is that nothing really needs to change, except, you know, you've got to remember, they're not granting rights to OpenView. Yes. They've already granted free-to-air rights to SABC channels. Mm-hmm. What it means at the moment, I'll give a very quick example. If there's a PSL games, are one of those contracts where SABC is not allowed to show it on satellite platforms. That means that if it's on SABC One, you'll see the game if you're watching it on analog and on digital terrestrial. But if you're on OpenView, SABC was forced to show a separate program. And it caused a lot of audience dissent when they said, hang on a second, you said the program, the game was going to be on SABC One. I'm on OpenView and I can't see it. Now, those 3 million plus households on OpenView will be able to see the PSL games, hopefully this weekend.
Such an intriguing conversation, just purely based on the kind of platform, or not even platform, I guess, you know, bandwidth or wavelength that you might be using, whether it's digital or terrestrial television or satellite. So really does bring up a lot of interesting points. Michael, we look forward to touching base with you in about 6 months' time when we have clarity on this and comprehending some of the consequences on the decision that will be made. But thank you so much for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That's Michael Markovitz, who's the head of Gibbs Media Leadership Think Tank.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.